Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
So anyway, I do like Ozark. Carson Anderson, 97, won the ticket. Open lines, 248-539-9797. I want to get your take on this. A reporter in San Francisco named Dave Lombardi, who writes for The Athletic, shared a screenshot of a disclaimer to buy a ticket for the NFC Championship game. And public sales will be restricted to the greater Los Angeles region. Orders by residents outside the region will be canceled without notice and refunds given. So basically, the Rams are trying to paper their own stadium with their own fans. And they want to make sure that it doesn't get taken over by 49er fans. So there's a few things about this. I want to revisit why the hell that city has two football teams. Yeah. When they continually, generation after generation, they prove the fact that they don't deserve one. Team after team, organization after organization.
Right. The Rams left initially to go to St. Louis.
Yep.
The Raiders left Oakland to go to Los Angeles.
Yep.
Then left Los Angeles to go back to Oakland.
Yep.
Yeah.
Now the Rams are back. Then the Chargers.
And now the Chargers
in.
Moved from San Diego to LA, which is because they couldn't get a stadium deal done, which is it's too bad because I think San Diego, I think they supported the Chargers just fine.
They did. I think the owner wanted a new stadium. Isn't mm-hmm. that what it was? And they, San Diegans, wouldn't pay for it, and so he
did what everybody else does,
which basically said, I'm going to crawl into bed with the Rams playing their stadium. I mean,
we'll build it together.
Yeah, look, it's embarrassing when you have to do this to a degree. Actually, it's very embarrassing when your team's in the NFC Championship. It's not embarrassing when your team's 4-4 or worse. Like, if your team stinks, what are you going to do? They're in the NFC Championship game and they have to do this?
We've seen games at Ford Field, right? When Chicago comes to town or there's a huge contingent of Chicago fans, or when Green Bay is here, we've seen it. You know, fans travel. But we haven't, I don't know if we've seen it where it's been 50-50. I've seen where it's a large contingent and you can see them.
Right.
But by and large, I feel like just about every game when you've had that opportunity to see the visiting fan base show up, I still feel like they're outnumbered by Lions fans. In Los Angeles, they're saying that you really can't tell who's got the advantage because San Francisco fans, absolutely, they travel and they care. So and that stadium gets infiltrated every week by transient fans. They don't have Los Angeles fans.
So, look, I mean,
not en masse.
I mean, maybe we need to talk about San Francisco fans a little bit. Am I not aware of how great they are? Am I not aware of how well they travel?
Oh, they're huge.
Yeah.
Huge. The Niner base. Did you guys watch the Cowboys game?
Yes.
My God, was there a lot of Niner fans there.
A ton of Niner fans there.
They travel so well, and I understand what the Rams are doing, and it's a valiant effort, but it's still not going to stop. It's going to make it a little more difficult for the Bay Area fans to get tickets, but they're going to show. They're going to find their way. Gee, are there any Bay, Niner fans in L.A.? Of course there are. It's California. The thing about L.A. is, and I have L.A. friends as well, they've adopted the Rams as their team, but they're not as passionate about it. You know, the Niner fans, the Bay Area faithful, those guys are nuts. My wife has a bunch of family out there. We've been out there. You can't even reason with these people. Like, they love their team till the end, and they're going to show. And I think when the Niners came here, we took calls from people in Texas that said, they're very well organized. They have, like, Facebook pages, the message boards, all this stuff. They get together, they show. And so there's going to be a ton of Niner fans at SoFi.
So what you're going to end up seeing is the Niner fans are still going to get their tickets. They'll just buy them from Ram fans because the Ram fans don't care all that much. And what they do care about is making a buck. So if the Ram fans buy up all the tickets, they'll put them on StubHub and they'll sell them.
So this has happened before in the NFL. The Titans did something like this with the Bengals because Bengal fans were traveling to Tennessee. Mm-hmm. And the Seahawks actually banned fans from California, banned tickets rather, sold to California residents in 2013 when they played the Niners in the NFC Championship game.
Again, the Niners.
But this time the Seahawks. And I don't think the Seahawks fans are bad fans.
No, the 12th man, right?
But is it? I mean, we can also discuss a little bit. Obviously, you got to have a lot of money to live in the Bay Area. I mean, not everybody. That's a rather affluent United States city,
yes,
right?
Yes, it is.
So these people with money, is that what it is? Is it rich people driving out the everyman? Because if Seattle, if they had to do it in Seattle, that tells me this is more about 49er fans than it is Rams fans.
It's not all about money.
No, I think you're right that it is about the 49er fans because they're crazy and they'll go anywhere to support that team. And you got to think about it also this way. It's not just the people that live in San Francisco that love the team. The 49ers, they were a dynasty. So because they were a dynasty, they gathered fans. The average fan all of a sudden would latch on to them. People like Rico. Right? Rico's a huge Niners fan now. I'm presuming because it was the success of the teams that Joe Montana was with. And then Steve Young took over the team, and, you know, they had great success there. So they stretched, you know, 20 years of greatness with the 49er organization. They are able to gather fans from all over, in a way, like the Dallas Cowboys. So they're like America's team, you know, 1.5 or whatever. So, or 2.0, I guess is the way you do it. They've got them. They just, it's not just those people that live in the Bay Area.
Yeah. And of course, if you live in San Francisco, you got to have some money. It's a very, affluent area, like you said, but there's also Oakland. And there's also people that this is more of a fan base thing, Doug. These people are nuts. So Melissa Whitworth, the wife of the tackle Whitworth for the Rams,
Andrew,
tweeted out, "If you Rams fans want to sell your tickets, I'll buy them. Just do not sell them to the other team, please." Joe Staley of the Niners retweeted that and wrote this: If you Rams fans want to sell your tickets, I'll buy them. Do not sell them to your own team, please." Frank Gore doubles down on Joe Staley, retweets his tweet, goes, "Joe, let's do this. Joe and I are ready to buy all your tickets." So they're going over the top of anyone that wants to. So if a Ram fan wants to sell it, the Niners are going over the top of Whitworth and saying, "We'll buy it for more than he will."
I think it's funny. It's funny because it's not happening here.
Right.
Now, we've seen this. We've seen the concern happen here locally with Michigan and Michigan State, not only with the battle between the two schools, but also when Ohio State comes around. There's always the talk with Michigan fans when Ohio State comes to town, "Hey, don't sell your tickets to anybody from Ohio." And the same thing goes with the Michigan-Michigan State game. Don't sell your tickets to the other fan base. And if you watch the games in Ann Arbor or in East Lansing, you'll see a big contingent of the visiting fans, but not like what happens with San Francisco.
Yeah, I mean, I've been in some of those games where it was clear that it was a lot more Ohio State fans than any other fan base that comes in, and that was with some pretty bad Michigan teams. It's been better of late, but the reality is, when people buy these tickets, you can't really limit them from turning around and selling them for the highest bidder.
No, that's what some. Money is going to speak to somebody who's got the ticket. They're going to go to the highest.
It's just to me to have a team in the NFC Championship game and have to implement this policy. I don't know if you need a greater indictment on whether or not a city deserves a NFL team.
But you point out that Seattle was in that same situation.
Seattle was in that same situation.
And it was just nine years ago.
Yes, but you know what they're never going to do? Put another team in Seattle. Like, no. Let's get the Chargers a real home. L.A. doesn't deserve two teams. I mean, but the other thing about Los Angeles that you have to keep in mind is that there's a lot of transplants, right?
More than half the city is.
If I'm a Detroiter living in L.A. and the Lions came in this year like they did, you're damn right I'm going to try and go. Why not?
Was it Georgia Notre Dame where Georgia traveled?
Yeah, Georgia traveled. That was strong.
It was like half the crowd was Georgia at Notre Dame.
I don't know what the ratio
Something
was,
like
but yeah, I do remember that Georgia fans had a bit of a South Bend takeover, which was, I mean, part of that, too, is respect, right? Georgia fans, a chance to go to Notre Dame.
Yeah.
They love
it.
It
was a pilgrimage. You want to see what it's for the first time.
Yep.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic and conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hey everyone, Boomer Esiason here. The NFL draft is behind us and your favorite team is now gearing up for week number one. The free Odyssey app puts you right in the middle of the pro football conversation with the biggest sports radio stations from across the country. The local voices who know your team the best, giving you their unfiltered takes on the current state of your squad. It's always football season right here on the free Odyssey app.